The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and today is Monday, March the 28th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. So glad to be back on the air with you all. Just want to say I enjoyed the week off, spending it with family, had a blast. It's something that was so needed. I really did appreciate it and missed you all and the whole thing during the time. But today is another day, is Monday, and we're going to kick off the show. But before we do that, of course, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all other programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members, make monetary donations, donate your time, donate your professional services, donate any and everything that you have so that the overall program and the message about Black Talk Radio Network can get out so the network can continue to grow and do the things that are necessary to sustain and develop our overall communities at large so that they will be how we decide them to be so that they can be self-determining and have the sovereignty of those that participate in the overall collective prudence of its existence. So tell everyone about it. Make sure to plan events around this summer, this spring, around Black Talk Radio Network. Contact Black Talk Radio Network. Schedule some events that Black Talk Radio Network can be featured so that it can continue to grow. It is something that I believe is so necessary because I believe our time is very, very short to where we can have the overall organization of things and not out of pure necessity to respond to problems that are very clear and apparent in our overall communities as far as where our lives daily will be adversely affected if we do not come together. And the key to that is that we have to start before some things really kick off in this country because they are moving toward those things very rapidly. And this is why we're here to try to get you prepared for that. So start to stage events, start to hold different meetings among the community at large, and it doesn't have to be from the traditional standpoint where you contact the outside mainstream media to do that. You don't want that type of attention. What you want to do is just to get people together, come together, and decide how they're going to respond to different things and develop protocols for the things that are going to be happening. And not only that, to develop your own centralized economy based in where you live with the people that you can interact with daily. So important. So everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. It's so important that we support it because it's not just something that Scotty can do. It's not just something that all of the show hosts can do. It has to be something that has purely be driven by you now. The overall idea, the overall message, the overall agenda, the overall program has been put together, but is going to require that you actually be the working bees of it all to grab so that come to Black Talk Radio Network, allow Black Talk Radio Network to pollinate you, and then you can cross-pollinate with different people in the community and so that it can spread. That is how, you know, that is one of the things that the bees provide for us. Without bees, we would have no fruit that would be able to, our vegetables that would be able to grow because of the cross-pollination from and the pollination that they bring to all of the plants and the flowers and everything is so essential for that food to come forward. And it's so And that is, I tell you, that is so true in our overall communities at large. If you are not the working bees, this will not cross-pollinate and this will not grow. And this will be a, as the bee population continues to be attacked and deteriorates, so will our overall efforts and the collective prudence of what's best for us individually, us as a family unit, and us as a neighborhood and overall general species at large. Because if we don't do it, no one else will. The people that have already started to move in the opposite direction is fully funded, fully organized, and they have a full work action plan that they go into every day. So we must do the exact same, and we must do it much better, and we will once we start, because the overall intention purposes is sincere. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Do what you can. Also, go to our Facebook page for the radio show of Canto Radio Show and check us out there. And when you go there, you can check us out at the Facebook page, and that's Canto Radio Show. That's THANDO Radio Show. Check us out there and see what we have posted. Make a comment, share, and if you like what we're doing, give us a like. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, you can send it to us. And anything that you would like to see us doing, definitely you can send us a message there. You can message me and I will see it and take a look at it and see what it is that we can do in that regard. So go to Tando Facebook page and check us out there. And we didn't have a show all last week. So, but what I did do is I still was able to post some things. And from those postings, there were some very, very important ones, in my opinion, that were there. And I will start off with probably on the... Okay, now, this is very important. A lot of people didn't pick this one up. This one comes from... What is this? I couldn't even see this one. I think it says chairsmannews.com. And it's when this is the article that it was very, very, can't see this. It was very, very important here. It's global central banks may start distributing money, they mean, and I say it as cash, directly to the people. You're going to see how this plays out in a minute. And let me tell you something about these bankers. Everything that they do is for a push for control and war. Every war is a banker's war. And this is something that they're going to do. And you may think that it's cool, but check out how I think this is being played out. So check out this article. I posted this one on March the 24th. And it's global central banks may start distributing money directly to the people, or cash to the people. Very, very telling. And it's something that we definitely need to look at. And it's something that has been happening, but it's going to be in a way, in a very direct way, but it has a very malevolent an evil plan behind it, in my opinion. So, but check out that article, very important one there. Pretty telling that they have the helicopter and the overall picture that goes along with it. So that's there on the 24th. Next article that was really, really important is, okay, it says, next one says that, new study says, and this one comes from WSWS.org article, and it says, new study says entire region of the U.S. will remain in slump until 2020, the World Social Website. 2020, no way in the world, try more like 2030, but good article there, check that one out. Next article that was really important, and this one came from RT, and it was on the 24th. Russia installs 4 power generators in Cuba. There's a big push for Cuba, and there's a reason why there's a big push for Cuba. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on today. Next one comes from on the this one comes from on the 24th also. And this one, former dictator turned healer sentenced to 40 years in prison for the Serbian genocide. And my commentary was, should be a bunch of political, religious, and economic figureheads in the same cell as him. Many are still in their practices now as we read this article. And this is talking about the former Bosnian Serbian leader that was sentenced to 40 years in prison for the, and this one came from the Business News, for the Serbian genocide that happened in the 90s that was very directly tied into what's going on today in the Ukraine and in that region of the world. So check out that article. Next one comes, and this one was the 24th, and I said this was done before the attack over in Europe. Emergency services carry out a drill for Europe's biggest disaster. One of the, and this one came from the dailymail.co.uk. This is one of the things. Every time they have these drills in, sometimes go live as they're doing them or shortly after. They have these events for a reason. It's the cover is smoke screens so that all of the necessity, all of the essential last minute or the essential details of the overall crime or the conspiracy that they will wage against the general population is put into place. And this is how they cloak themselves into being able to do it and blame it on other organizations when it is a design agenda, a conspiracy agenda against humanity. So check out this article. And it talked about the bombings that was in Europe, not just not even a few days before or a little while before the mainstream terrorist attack that happened over in Europe the past 2 weeks. And this is once again something that you need to know because you're going to see this play out in so many ways here in the future as things continue to unfold the way that they want to play their cards. So check out that article. Next one, this one comes from, don't remember where this one, don't know where this one came from. On April 1st, the ends of the EBT for non-working adults without dependents. Oh, and this one came from CBPP.org research. Food assistance for more than 500,000 adults will lose SNAP benefits in 2016 as waivers expire on April the 1st. Check out that article, very telling. Nothing that is not new to us. We knew this was coming, but you need to know. Next one, this is a very, very important one. I posted this twice by different agencies. This one came from the ChicagoTribune.com, and I wrote in the commentary, falling apart, pensions are a thing of the past. And this one, Illinois Supreme Court details deals Emanuel a blow on pension cut cost cut efforts. The Illinois State Supreme Court on Thursday dealt Mayor Rahm Emanuel a blow in his effort to shore up two city workers' pensions funds. And then I also carried that article for another article that came out in the Chicago Sun-Times, where it says Illinois Supreme Court strikes down Chicago pension rescue plan. And I, my commentary, where are they going to get the funds to meet the reform necessary? Hint, they're not. Other cities and private pensions will follow suit. Chicago is in a very dire position where they need to actually raise taxes or raise funds in order to reform their overall pension plan. And the state Supreme Court said no. A lot of people think that that's a good thing, but it actually gives them, the states and the cities, plausible deniability in defaulting on those pension funds. None of this is any good because this gives the overall precedence to be set for pension defaults. There are so many different ways that they are defaulting on pensions. They are only going to increase those opportunities to default on pensions. Just because you're not a city of Illinois, a city of Chicago, or someone that lives in Illinois, when those pension funds start to default, the thing about it is it doesn't matter if you work for them or not. Those pensions are tied into the same hedge funds that your pensions are tied into. And as the overall insurance for that, the credit default swaps start to explode because these pension funds are starting to go into bankruptcy or into default. Your pension is going to be tied directly into it. Congress has already legislated where the default of all pensions in this country has already been legalized. And they did that for a reason, because they will definitely do it. And you need to prepare for that. This is why it's so important. This is why now it's important for you to take this time while you still can, get off of your butt and start doing something about what's coming. It's so important because there is nothing that you are going to be able to do once the trap is completely set, sprung, and the doors close, where you won't be able to get out. And I don't care what you think about, it's not going to happen. It's already happening. You're saying that because you don't know jack about what's going on throughout this world. And I'm bringing this starch warning to a lot of people because so many people are going to be adversely affected by this, and they are going to be crushed. The people that say it's not going to happen never read these articles, or nor do they know what the hell is going on over in Europe, here, or anywhere else. They are just totally blind. And the thing about this, and I'm sorry I have to put it this way, but the thing about this is that those individuals will be the exact same individuals that are in the lines begging for some sort of relief from the banks, the government, and then ultimately from the people that have started to prepare and saw these things coming and prepared themselves accordingly. What if you do not prepare for what's coming? You have the opportunity to lose everything. If you prepare for what's coming and nothing happens, you don't lose anything. You probably become a more disciplined financial person, understanding more about finances than you ever did, and curtailing your overall consumer addiction that has been thrown and cast upon us all. This time for everyone is to think for themselves and not to think the way the mass media and the propaganda and the tell you a lie vision wants you to think. You have to think on your own. There is no such thing as a pension plan in the future, regardless of how much you paid into it. Whatever you paid into it, in my opinion, is already stolen, and you are not going to reap from those benefits. It doesn't matter that your grandfather, your father, your uncle, whoever in the past had got pensions from the same places that you worked, or from the business that you were tied to, or the organizations that you were affiliated with. That is the past. That is no longer going to be the future. If you are 30 years old today, when you were 10 years old, 20 years ago, that person is no longer alive and in existence at that time and period. You can never go back to that time. So the pensions of the people that have got pensions and are receiving pensions as we speak, retirement pensions now, you are living in the past. That is not the future. And it's not me telling you this for you to get upset at me. I don't care if you do. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help you see what's going on so you could prepare yourself and not be caught off guard. And this is so important. I'm going to tell you something. A wise person heeds good advice, while a fool learns from experience. And what I don't want is for them to fool you into thinking that you're going to get something because they promised you something. because your job has been around for 200 years, 500 years. It doesn't matter how long it's been around. It's not going to pay you anything for what you've already paid into. They've already stolen it. And now is the time to start to put into effect ways in which it doesn't have to be paid out. You can, if you don't believe me, you think some other way, definitely you could call into the show, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5-54-90-32-pound. If you disagree, you could call into the show and say why, and we could talk about it. I am not going to attack you or anything else, but I just realized that you do not know what is going on and what has already been legislated. And you are going to be just like every other prey that is being hunted. The trap is going to surprise you and is laid for your destruction. And these are all of the indications where they tell you everything before it is done. The key is, will you do something about what you learn? Are you able to distinguish between the truth and the deception? And if you are, then you would be moving in a certain direction. Some people are not going to be able to do that. They want to be comfortable in the position that they are in. Let me tell you something about being comfortable. It makes you stagnant. Stagnant water kills you. A stagnant body kills you. And a stagnant mind hinders you forever. We have to start moving. So check out these two articles telling you everything. Everyone's pensions plan is tied into all of these things. It's on you to do something about what you paid into, because no matter what, you are not getting any younger. The energy that you used to have when you were much younger, you don't have that anymore. That's gone forever, and you won't be able to replace that or make it up. You better save yourself now by taking the steps that are necessary. And we talk about those steps so often, and you'll hear about them on this show at Tando Radio Show. So definitely need to know. Next one we have coming from antiwar.com. U.S. Marines enter ground combat in Iraq to defend oil fields. This was on the 24th also. Next one. This one comes from NRNews.com. 100% death rate of baby seals on California coast. None have survived. Why? Because of the radioactive isotopes that have been dumped into and are spewing into the Pacific Ocean are going to affect the overall ecosystem at large. It is the soft kill radioactive chilling that is going on throughout the world. This is part of an agenda and a program. This is why they have nuclear power plants. They don't have nuclear power plants to keep your lights on. They have nuclear power plants to turn your light out. And this is what's happening, and this is the overall direction that's going. And the thing about this is that this is something that you pass on as an inheritance to the children that you have yet not named. So very important that you know what's going on there. Next one we have, let me catch up on some, see. Next important one, next one comes from Sputnik News. Obama's new slogan, drones and bombs don't kill people, people kill people. What? Amazing. Amazing. And I'm going to tell you, this is do as I say, not as I do. Wow. Amazing. So check out this article. And my commentary, the government, do as I say, God over people.
Say that again.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Say that again.
Say what again? Which there was an article that I posted on the 25th. And it comes from Sputnik News. Obama's new slogan, drones and bombs don't kill people. People kill people.
Wow.
I know. And this is, while a rally against domestic gun violence, the U.S. president is preparing high-tech weapons in, I don't want to open this article, but check out this article. And if you know anything about, let me tell you something about the so-called celebrity CEO that you call your president. That is nothing but a celebrity figurehead individual that makes no real decisions. But if you listen to some of the things that has been said and come out of his mouth, he has also bragged about drones. And let me tell you something about these drones. They have been indiscriminately killing civilians all over the world. Why? Because you know what? When you start to kill hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people, you become a king, queen, prime minister, president, a dignitary, an ambassador of a nation, while people that kill 10, 20 people are known as serial killers, and they try to put them on death row here in this country by way of the Justice Department and the legal system. Where are our morals unevenly yoked here? When are we going to start to look at the truth for what the hell it really is? These people are political serial killers. Yes, a lot of the mainline, so I don't even get into the presidential runs and elections and all of that. A lot of those people are political serial killers. There is one that's there now that this individual, she is a known political serial killer, her and her family. If you look at all the bodies that have been laid out by them, throughout since they've been in politics and since they've been in mainstream every day, everybody knows politics. But see, these are the things that we don't want to know. We get so caught up in, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm this, I'm that. No, you're a slave to the system. And this is what the system tells you to identify yourself by. And it's crucial that we start looking at the truth, because if we don't start looking at the truth, we will continue to have the depopulation and the overall killing of people throughout this world. You will continue to have the famines, the diseases, the wars, and the poverty at the rates that we have them, but they're going to expand even further, because these people have a plan for you, and their plan for you is not for you to have any form of freedom, prosperity, nor any sovereignty. It's for you to be the complete slave under their system, which they already have you under and have already tagged you as property. This is where the term real estate comes from. Human resources, where do you think that came from? You are the human resources that they use to facilitate their agenda. Continues to just amazing. So check out that article. Another major article, major, major article that a lot of people picked up on, and I'm glad that they did. This one came on the 25th, and this one came from PressTV.ir. Press TV, Pakistan to ditch dollar and trade with Iran. This is the overall global move away from the dollar hegemony in all forms. And this is going to be a direct, this is one of the reasons why you not getting a pension, because your overall currency that you've been saving and that you think is so, brings you such a great lifestyle and brings you freedom. No, that's the trick. If you ever have watched, I know my man Scotty. Scotty, are you there?
Yes.
Scotty, I want you to just attest to this. During the hunting season of deer, people lay out, they actually put out deer feeders that actually feed the deer so that the deer will start to come in from different areas and will start to congregate to come to get food and for them to travel into these routes and these trails, these trails to where these feeders that people put out throughout the year. And then what they do is they'll set up a stand or they'll set up somewhere away from it. And then during the deer season, at the appropriate time when they have a license, when the deer season starts, the deer will continue to go where they've gotten food from before. And this is when the deer become the prey, and then they're either shot with a bow or they're shot with a rifle.
Yeah,
this is what people do.
I wouldn't consider that hunting, though. That's laying a trap.
No, it's not hunting. No, it's not. It's trapping. Right. But go ahead, Scotty. Say what you were going to say.
No, that's all I was going to say is people do that, but I don't consider that to be hunting. That's actually setting a trap. Now, we do got deer stands and stuff on our land that, you know, my cousins and them, they really, really into hunting. I used to be. But we don't be setting out food and stuff. What we have done is identified their natural, you know, natural sources of food. I mean, just last night.
And routes, yeah.
Yeah, last night. You know, our backyard is one of those routes and whatnot. And like, I ain't got to go nowhere to hunt them.
I
love
it.
What I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because they feeding off of the natural vegetation. They like them sweet onions. They like them blackberry bushes and other kind of stuff, man. But I don't consider that hunting. I consider that you setting a trap, you know, for them.
Yep. And see, I said that because, let me tell you something. I said that for this reason. They have that same mentality with the everyday person.
Well,
they set traps.
That's how I look at the drug war. That's how I also look at the drug war.
Right.
You know, I don't know, you know, if people have ever been in a position where they were forced to sell drugs because, you know, they might have lost a job, whatnot, about to lose a place. Nobody that I know who has sold drugs likes it. Okay, because you all the time got to look over your shoulder and worried about home invasions and getting killed and robbed. And that is not no glam. It is not like how they portray it on television and whatnot. But I still look at it as a trap. You label, you deprive certain areas of resources, of jobs, of employment, whatnot. And even if we want to talk about, well, people should create their own businesses. Well, in certain areas, you know, they don't have access to the business loans and stuff. You know, there's redlining, there's racism in loan practicing. And so some people are forced into that, especially if you're in a high poverty area. What are you going to do, Dave? Are you going to starve or are you going to sell weed to eat? Are you going to live under are you going to live under a bridge? Or are you going to sell weed so you can pay your rent? You know, the way that it's set up is like a trap for these people. Then once they get trapped once, then when they if they come out, they label with a felony. Now they really can't get no job when jobs do become available, or they are further restricted from resources that other people have. And so what? They're forced to go right back to selling drugs, and then the police is sitting there waiting on them in their communities.
I'm glad. See, that is exactly what I was talking about. There are traps that are set. All of that is engineered, is actually manipulated to create the environment that is so important for them to maintain control. And that's exactly what they do. And they pick the communities in which they are going to have the overall plight syndrome that they can put into there, because they gain from that, from the way of slavery, from imprisoning people to maintain slavery, and to have other ways of the future in which to enslave people. And this is the agenda that they have. They lay traps for people. And let me tell you something. They are laying so many traps right now, and we're going to talk about a couple. And that's why I wanted Scotty to come on and say what he said, because that is exactly right, and that's how it's being done. And the key, and don't tell me just because you have gotten out of the hood that you still can't see what's going on in the hood. It is a trap. And the thing about that is, so many of us go to the schools of higher miseducation, and we think that we have achieved something, when there is even a bigger trap for you that is being set, but you don't see it, because most people never see what they have an opinion on. They only look at other people and say the difference between them because we've been taught in so many ways. It takes a real, real soldier and a real warrior. Excuse me, not a soldier. I don't believe in soldiers at all. Soldiers do what they're told. They take orders while warriors plan for freedom and fight for freedom. So many of us don't really look at what's really going on outside of our own interests. And that's so, so important, especially now. And if you are able, if you have that type of vision, you will be able to see some of the pitfalls that are falling that are really being set up for everyone. Pretty soon, everyone is going to be on their knees or on their belly. It doesn't matter what you were doing in the past because they have a plan for you all. So it is a trap that's being set. So next article, check this one out. This one is, this was a good one. This one comes from the Sovereign Man. Make sure you are in position of strength. We'll talk about this later this week. Good article that was there. Next one comes from New York Times. North Korean propaganda video depicts nuclear strike on Washington. Very, very telling. We're going to talk about that a little today. How much time we got? Okay, we're good. We're getting ready. Let's go to a commercial break and then we're going to come back and look at some of these other articles. Very, very important. And then we're going to jump into today's show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And we'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we will jump into some of the other articles, and then we'll highlight the one that we're definitely going to be talking about today. And then if we have time, we'll jump into the other part of the show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network for podcasts and live program scheduling. Visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and happy to have back on air today. And so we were talking about some of the articles that were there, and we're going to jump right back into these articles, and we're going to get into the one that we are going to talk about today. So the Korean We just talked about this, the New York Times article, North Korea propaganda video depicts nuclear strike on Washington, D.C. That's a heads up from the overall propaganda machine that's over here, because believe me, these governments are in one big fraternity against you. So know what's going on, and we'll talk about one article about that before we get into the main article of the day that we're going to talk about. Next article comes from the intercept.com. And this one I wrote as the purge. It was my commentary, the purge I've been talking about, where they are going to isolate the United States and the Western style of living in the financial markets, the government colonization of different countries, and the illegal acts that the U.S. has engaged in, from geopolitically to financially to religiously to all forms of its overall culture, the false culture that it has established, is going to be put on the court of worlds, on a world stage, and is going to be the court's world stage, and is going to be convicted by the overall people of this world. And you're going to see how that plays out. Now, this article is Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince, faces multi-agency federal investigation. He is under investigation for money laundering, brokering mercenary services. Very, very telling. Very, very telling. This is about the purge that is going on as we speak, and I've been talking about this for a while. It's all a setup, and they're going to have some real, they're going to build on this, and then one day somebody's going to start to put it together. Probably a country like China or a country like Russia is going to start to put this all together and condense it all, and to start to bring the U.S. to trial to the world court, and is going to be convicted of so many different crimes. Rightfully so, but the key is that this is just another part of the play and the stage and the falsehood that they would have. They want you to look at one or two of the fall guys, while the overall agenda and the overall direction continues, and their plan continues to be executed to perfection, so that they will maintain control over all of the people of this planet. And so that is one of the things that's going on there. Check out that article. Very telling. Oh, well, let me say this. Brother Davis is, I can't see it. Brother Davis basically said they're not going to let, he's got too many secrets. There's no way in the world they're going to let him testify. So check out, but what I think is and is going to happen is that things are going to come out about this overall, what they've been doing. And let me tell you something. Those organizations, and it's not just the former one that he had and the current one that he had, all of those mercenary operations were doing some of the most god-awful things you could even imagine. And those are the things that's going to be brought to light, because it's a plan. Next one. And we have, let's see. I got this one from CUNY.education. Read page 6, telling you everything, very important information about the future intents. This is where Paul Krugman was interviewing the prime minister of and the financial minister of Japan. And what they said was telling. Read page 6 and see what they said. They told you basically that World War III is coming. And this is how you totally annihilate everything, financially, infrastructurally. And man, when Dr. Hawkins comes on and tells you about what's going on in this country, you're going to be amazed. And what is going on in Flint is actually happening everywhere. But this is going to be about the overall collapse of everything. And this is the setup. They always tell you, so that when the things do happen, they can say, we told you. Now, since you didn't listen, this is what has to be done in order for it to be fixed. And the people, because they're not prepared, will fall for it. It's just like someone fishing, throwing out a lure, And that lure attracts them to it, and they bite it, and then before they know it, they got a hook in their mouth. And now they're being reeled in. So check out that article, really good one. Next one comes, does America still exist? I wrote, nope, this comes from, that one came from paulcraigroberts.org. Another one, really, this is from CNBC. Fed Williams, U.S. doing fine, world isn't. San Francisco Fed President John Williams believes global developments are preventing the world's largest economy from growing. Once again, here comes the purge. These people, these are your celebrity figureheads that's telling you these things. Next article comes from theindependence.org. Vladimir Putin congratulates Assad on recapturing Palmyra, an ancient city in Syria that was under control of ISIS. Next article, really, really important one. This is a one that everyone should check out. I don't know how true this is, but there is a real threat there that is being, you can actually see the response to it. And it says multiple diffusers, high energy sources detecting movement in North Korea. Basically, North Korea is moving around what they say is nuclear missiles and nuclear material, weapons grade nuclear material. How true it is, you don't know, but you do know this, that they do plan on having a war jump off. And one of the missing Korean sub had all of a sudden popped up in Venezuela. And I said, everybody want to know why the main push now has been for Cuba? Well, this is the reason why the main push has been for Cuba. It had nothing to do with establishing any form of humanitarian aid or assistance for Cuba or reestablishing diplomatic ties. It has everything to do with the global war, the global nuclear war that we are going to be engaging. This is why. Next one. This is a really good article. Supreme Court issues a shocking ruling on the Second Amendment case. And this was basically, they said that all weapons now are fall under the right to bear arms. So this is going to be a push. This tells you that these mass shootings are going to continue. And it's not going to continue because the people are doing, it's being continued because these are psyops. These are operations that are being used to actually facilitate the agenda. This is all propaganda that turns into operations against the people. We didn't have all of these mass shootings before, but there's a reason why they want these things, because in a collapsed situation, they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They want you to be beholden to the system at large, and they're going to start to get you to where you will bite on, you will take that lure, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. So this is very telling, and this comes after one of the biggest decisions since Justice Scully was murdered by the people that wanted him done with, and it's probably the people that he was probably causing the most problem with, and those were the individuals that was been pushing for gun control in this country and throughout the world. And, you know, it's crazy. So many people within our community is saying, yeah, gun control, we don't need this. It's because you're not really looking at what's going on here. You're looking at it from a democratic standpoint and from being a Democrat. And that is the worst thing for you to do, because those organizations, that party has never done anything but kept you enslaved, just like the Republican Party, just like all of the other parties. Continue to be a part of their party, but never ever get invited to the ball. With a slipper or without a slipper. With a dress or without a dress. And there is no Prince Charming that's going to come and bring you the fairy tale ending that you continue to think that you have and you're going to live. These people are going to set everything up for the overall demise, and they do it periodically based off of population. And you're going to see that once we go into the second hour or later on, because we're going to move into the Book of Enoch, and you're going to see where some of that plays out. I want to bring some of the historical writing so you can see what's really going on and how all of this plays in together. Once the people get noisy, that's when they want to bring a flood. That's when they want to bring a extinction level event, a man-made extinction level event. That's what's happening here. So we're going to get to that. Next article, Monsanto's found in California wines, even wines made with organic grapes. So that's basically Roundup. So check out that article. Next one, why America may not be considered a first world country much longer. And this one comes from the antimedia.org. Very, very true. And we're going to talk about that later on in the future. Now, next one, real good article that a lot of people slept on. America's first minister of propaganda. George Creel was so talented, he got America to support a war they had just voted against. So telling, this propaganda is so strong. This is why you have to support Black Talk Radio Network, and why you have to have something that is in your best interest and establish your overall direction instead of you being propagandized into someone else's line. And you are always going to be at the back of the line. So check out that article. Really good one. Today's show is going to be about putting yourself in position for advantage. Second hour, which is getting ready to come up. We're going to take a listen to the Book of Enoch and its importance. Now, I'll talk about that once that comes, but I want to get through these articles real quick. And then the next article comes from, where does this come from? From FabulousMaximus.com, The Coming Great Extinction of Jobs. And I said, this is very true and real. Check this one, check that one out. And just before we went on air, need to talk about this one. This is a part of the very first article I read, was that the global central bankers are going to start to hand out cash directly to people. Here it comes. This one comes from the WashingtonPost.com. Here's what it says. Cities begins a challenge, a bedrock of justice. They're paying criminals not to kill. So this is what we need to talk about. And then in the second hour, we'll move into the Book of Enoch. But we need to talk about this one, because once again, here comes a trap. Let me tell you what one of the traps were. One of the traps that a lot of people overlooked is when they legalized marijuana, because they didn't legalize the brand that in the marijuana from a standpoint which was naturally created, they're going to legalize and put their stamp on, and they're going to regulate what they want you to have, just like cigarettes, just like alcohol, and just like all other forms of the destruction that has plagued our communities. This ain't the weed that your parents grew up on, or your parents' parents. This ain't the weed of the 1920s and the 1930s when it was legal. It was all through New York City. It was all through the country. People were growing marijuana fields just like they were growing vegetables in their backyard. Doctors were prescribing it for everything. They were prescribing cannabis for everything. And it was efficient and it worked. This is not that. What they have today is a synthetic version of it. And why do they want to legalize it? Because a land without men is occupied, and a land without women is barren. They're going to use, and this was such a strategical psyops and military operation when they introduced our community to the drug trade and the overall drug saturation. That was because they knew where the population was going, and they knew that they needed to have population control and set those traps up years in advance. Just because you plan 2 weeks in advance don't mean that these people do. They plan 500 years in advance. And until we understand that, we'll never know our enemy nor ourselves, and there will never be a battle in which we could ever win. So, Check out this article from the Washington Post. Cities begin to challenge a bedrock of justice. They're paying criminals not to kill. And this was on the 26th, this article. Here it comes. I'm not going to read this person's name. It gives this person's name. 19 years old, left, and another person, 21 year old, at the right, participated in anti-gang criminal programs of the neighborhood, of the Office of Neighborhood Safety in Richmond, California. Richmond, California. The odds were not good that a certain individual would be, the next person to kill or be killed in this working class suburb north of San Francisco. Four of his cousins had died in the shooting. He was a passenger in a car involved in a drive-by shooting. Police say he was arrested for carrying a loaded gun. But when the individual was released from prison last year, officials in the city offered something unusual to keep him alive. They offered him something unusual to keep him alive. And let me tell you something. You better read between the lines on this, else it's going to catch you in a trap also. To keep him alive, money. They began paying this individual as much as $1,000 a month not to commit another gun crime. Cities across the country, beginning with the District of Columbia, are moving to copy Richmond's controversial approach because earlier indications show that it has helped reduce homicide rates. But the program requires government to reject some basic tenets of law enforcement as challenging notions of appropriate ways to spend tax dollars. In Richmond, the city has hired an ex-convict to mentor dozens of its most violent offenders and allow them to take unconventional steps if it means preventing the next homicide. All that sounds great, and all of that needs to be done. But let me tell you something. The deal never, ever needs to be made with the devil, because every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. Let's go with it. They're always going to give you something that appears to be good in order to trick you for their evil plan. Here it comes. For example, the mentors have coerced inebriated teenagers threatening violence into city cars, not from riding, not for a ride to jail, but home to sleep it off. Sometimes with loaded firearms still in their waistbands, the mentors have funded trips to South Africa, which is good, London and Mexico, for rival gang members in the hope that sharing experiences and times away from the city could ease tensions and forge new connections. All sounds cool. Here it continues to come. When the elaborate efforts at the engagement fail, the mentors still pay those who pledge to improve, even when, like the individual, they are caught with a gun or worse, suspected of murder. Move this down. The city paid mentors operate at a distance from police to maintain the trust of the youth, of the young men they are guiding. Mentors do not inform police of what they know about crimes being committed. At least twice, they may have allowed suspected killers in the program to evade responsibility for homicides. Article goes on. And yet, interest in the program is surging among urban politicians, officials in Miami, Toledo, Baltimore, and more than a dozen cities in between are studying how to replicate Richmond's program. The District of Columbia is the first in line. The implementing the Richmond model has emerged as a central fight this year between D.C. Mayor Brown, you see me? Hold on, move this down. Bowser's and the DC Council. Bowser, a Democrat, is opposed to this strategy, arguing that the city should instead use its resources to fund job programs. That there is a little independent analysis of the Richmond program. The mayor did not include money for it in her proposal of 2017 budget released Thursday. The police chief, Kathy L. Lehner, said she is skeptical of the need for the Richmond style program and has not seen significant data to verify its results. She and Kevin Donahue, Browser's deputy mayor from public safety, questioned the veracity of Richmond's claims of having saved so many of the city's most violent offenders since mentoring, not police picking up the participants that have not been a control group used to measure the outcome. Move this down. There has never been a real evaluation of the program. They said that they didn't design the program to allow it to be evaluated, Donahue said. But this month, the DC Council's city unanimously approved the idea as the best result to surge a violent death rates that have rocketed in the city last year. DC member Kanye McDuff, Democrat from Ward 5, has promised to shift money from the mayor's other law enforcement priorities to launch the program. He said that success in Richmond cannot be ignored by city leaders serious about reducing crime. Goes on. That's because the 5 years into Richmond's multi-million dollar experiments, 84 of 88 young men who have participated in the program remain alive, and 4 out of 5 have not been suspected of another gun crime or suffered a bullet wound, according to Devon Bogger, of the founder of the Richmond effort. The city's leaders credit the program with cutting Richmond's homicide rate to less than half and helping it shed its reputation as the nation's deadliest city. Those results have won over a pair of Richmond police chiefs as a series of mayors and even sometimes sceptical city councils, which continue to fund it despite budget shortfalls. Richmond was bold enough to take an untested step and try this model of reality-directed and intense intervention. Richmond Police Chief Brown said, "It is a deal with the is dealing with the violence in the right way, teaching these kids basic life skills and how not to resort to a gun and operate in civil society." Richmond's decisions to pay to stay out of trouble began a decade ago during a period of despair. In 2007, Richmond's homicide tally had surged to 47, making it the country's sixth deadliest city per capita. In 20 years prior to that, Richmond lost 740 people to gun violence. More than 5,000 had been injured by bullets. Elected leaders of the heavily African-American city of about 100,000 began treating homicide as a public health issue. And goes on to say, Bogdan, who had lost a brother in a shooting in Michigan, came up with the core of the principles of the program after reading about a paid business school fellowship. He wondered whether a troubled young man couldn't be approached with the same way by paying to improve their lives, but move this down. He had to raise enough money because he couldn't pursue officials to give tax dollars directly to violent firearm offenders. He hired men who had served time across the San Francisco Bay at the California San Quentin prison, often for their own gun crimes on the streets of Richmond. Streetwise crews of ex-cons selected an initial group of 21 gang members and suspected criminals for the program. One night in 2010, he pursued them to come to a city hall where he invited them to work with mentors and plant a future without guns. As they left, surprised each one with $1,000, no string attached. No cops had ever handed them money without asking for something in return. And it had an intentions effect to set back a shockwave through the community. People sat up and began to watch. Let me move this down. Peacemaker Fellowship Groups is working with four other classes of recruitment and had no longer needed to wow participants with money up front. Dozens of former fellows on the streets of Richmond dozens of former followers on the streets of Richmond alive and not in jail are the best advertisement, he said. Those in the program began by drafting a life map and setting goals, such as applying for a job, going back to school, or communicating better with families. They met with facilitators who, unbeknownst to the young men, were psychologists and psychiatrists and psychologists. Together, they talked through issues and what amounted to self therapy. If they remained engaged for 6 months, meeting with the mentor several times a week, they would start to receive money payments between $1 and $1,000, depending on their level of participation. The max amount paid is $9,000 over an 18-month fellowship. The program has handed out $70,000 a year, an average since 2010. Believing that that traveling is another key to the program's success, he set aside $10,000 per follower for trips that they often would be the first time the participants had left the state or the country. But followers must agree to partner with someone they have either tried to kill or who attempted to kill them. Wild, right? But they're getting out and they're realizing they're getting out there and realize, hey, this cat is just like me, in quotations. Measures of success. No followers have traveled together, have been suspected in subsequent shootings against one another. And his staff are used to question and criticize about the money. How do they know it's not going to drugs or bullets? They maintain that the money is in an indispensable tool, a way to keep the kids from engaging in long term to make a difference in their lives. This is controversial. I get it. But really what's happening is that they're getting rewarded for doing really hard work. It's defined hard work when you talk about stopping picking up a gun to solve a problem, your problem. So, Sam Vaughn, a senior mentor, is more than direct as he sits behind the wheel of a city-issue sedan on a recent morning cruise in neighborhood looking for those who are in the program. Goes on to say, we do not know where it goes. I'm not sure we will always and would want to know where it goes. He said the program managers such as Vaughn say they hope that the young man will come to realize that the money is best spent on bills, making progress towards a safe, secure lifestyle. He offers his own past as a caution tale. He beat a man into a vegetative state with a barrel of a gun and served 10 years in prison. Vaughn turned the corner and stopped at the sight of a black car in front of a row of vacant houses, pocketmarked with bullet holes. Holmes rolled down his window. Upon seeing Vaughn, a cloud of marijuana smoke escaped into the rainy morning. So far, the attention, money and money seems to be working for this one individual. Although The $1,500 he has received since getting out of prison last fall has not led to a miraculous transformation and enabled him to make a down payment on a black 2015 vehicle, something meaningful for a young man who, for many years, was homeless. Now he spends hours each day in the car driving around with friends, often smoking pot, but not hunting Vaughn, but not hunting Vaughn's terms for a conflict with a rival. Holmes is worried about how he'll afford the $500 monthly car payment and the insurance once the program ends. He's applied to get a job as a Uber driver. Money from the program has helped this individual stay straight, he said. The money is a big part, he said. I can't count the number of times it has kept me from doing what I've got to do. It stopped me from going to hit that liquor store, or you feel me? And it's just a relief to not have to go to do things that endanger my life for a little income. You feel me? Is what he said. The individual hits up Vaughn for $5 for a quart of oil. Vaughn tries to use it as a teachable moment, reaching into his pocket. You got to protect your investment. You need oil changes, Vaughn explains. Goes on. How much time we got? Okay. Goes on. Missed my place. Hold on. The one individual settles back in his car and picks up a new blunt passed from a buddy in the back seat. He paused before inhaling. If you do this in D.C., definitely, I think it will keep robberies down, he said. Excuse me. Nothing in the Richmond approach is black and white. Mentors operate with the support of the city in an ethical gray zone, often trying to anticipate the next shooting before it happens, then using levers of the siphons and relationships to diffuse the conflicts before it turns violent. Success one day can morph into a setback the next, and consequences can be fatal. On a recent day, three of the program's 20 fellows sat in jail, charged with violent parole restrictions after gathering with suspected gang members. One of them was carrying a gun when police move this up. Descended on the hangout, which meant he could face a long term if convicted. There have been worse failures. Four of the program fellows have died since 2010, including two who were killed by other followers. Vaughn, the suspected killer, has not been charged with the remains in the program. We still got to deal with the followers, Vaughn said, because who's to keep him from killing anyone else? Although the program appears to be largely working for a small group of recruits, homicides citywide are rising again, raising questions about its wider impact on Richmond. After recording a low 11 homicides in 2014, killing nearly doubled in Richmond last year, and are on pace to match that again this year. Move this down. The progression is surprisingly slow, and the mentors acknowledge that they are having a harder time connecting with the class of youngsters. Vaughn and the other mentors gather each morning to score followers, Facebook and Instagram accounts, noting emojis of guns and bullets referring to the past killings of signs of brewing conflict. But the two killings in the past month of a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old have pierce the aura of success. For all of the efforts by the mentors to identify the most likely to be caught in violence and bring them into the program, they were not aware of either one of the victims. Many details of how the district would replicate Richmond's program have yet to be determined, but one aspect is clearly more move this down. While the California strategy relies on private donors to fund the stipends and travel, the district would probably use roughly $500,000 annually in taxpayers' money, asking whether he could justify the expenditure if it came from the city's general fund. Richmond's Tom Butt was uncertain. I try really hard to find outside sourcing, he said. Vaughn applauded the district for proposing the use of tax dollars because he said it would give city residents and leaders a stake in the program's success. The proof of whether it would work would be seen in the city's homicide tally, he said. We don't have any model followers that were not graduating law school students here, Vaughn said. All we're trying to do is to get these guys from stop killing each other. And that's the article on this program. Now, one of the things, I would love to hear what your opinion is of this. Very, very important. And this is a program that where they're actually paying people not to engage in criminal activity and not to basically engage in what the conditions and the plights of their environment has been established by the same so-called institutions that want to now give them pennies for what they've done. And the pennies that they want to give them, in my opinion, is just a smokescreen for what the real intention is. See, the real thing is this. These districts, these areas have been designated for the purpose of controlling people. They're not dismantling the control system. What they want to do is put out what's politically correct, but is still morally wrong. Let me tell you why it's morally wrong. Because in the same token, in the same face, they're going to continue to have the disparity of real education, the disparity of real opportunity, the disparity of real health, and the disparity of grooming and developing someone's individual talents for them to serve themselves. Because that's not the agenda here. This is nothing more than the extension of the plight. Let me tell you why, in my opinion. When they gave so-called housing in the so-called, in what we call the ghettos, was that housing development, was it upkept? Was it put in, was it something that people could actually move out of and to progress out of, or was it really just a form of imprisoning people and segregating them so that their children will grow up within this system to be to actually know this system and to engage in it the way that the system wanted them to engage in it, through plight? Somebody giving someone a piece of cash that's transferable is not an opportunity. It's not an opportunity at all. Now, what they did do is they seeded some good things, but they knew that those good things were going to be quickly overshadowed by the temptations of everything else that they put into this system. They knew that this wouldn't last for long, but there's a plan here. Let me tell you what the plan is here, in my opinion. The plan is for this to go to many different areas, for this standpoint. One of the things that these people always will do, in the earlier first story that we wrote, that we read, was where the central banks wanted to start to give money to people directly. You know why they want to do that? You know why? Because they really want to hook you in the future when the collapse comes. Because what they're going to do is say, we started this program, And people are going to use it and think that they got something good from it. And then the collapse is going to come and they're going to start another program that's going to be even more enslaving than the past. At some point and at some time, we have to realize that we can't make a prosperity deal with the devil and expect to live in heaven. The system has not changed one bit, nor will it, because none of this was instituted by the people that are being adversely affected by this all. The decision to walk away from Pharaoh has to be from the people, else Pharaoh will give you just another different job to remain a slave. And this is one of the ways that they're going to pay for your enslavement even more. It's deceptive. They have no intentions. They don't care about this young man. They don't care about anyone in his family. They don't care about his community at all. Why? Because it's still in existence when this man is 21 years old. This should have been totally taken care of. If it was a sincere system, he would have never known this plight to fall into. Nothing is going to change. They're just going to change the program. It's just going to come with something new, but nothing else will change. Why? Because they designed it. And until our people within our communities start to design their own seasons of exodus, we will remain captive to Pharaoh. This system is set up to further the trap and the hook. Let me tell you what's going to happen here, in my opinion. Slowly but surely, all of these individuals will become agents for the government. And they're going to give them by their, they're going to right now with their psychologists and this, this psychiatrist and their, the psychiatrist and the other people that are there, it's escaping me right now. They're evaluating these people, right? Everyone now. You know what they're evaluating them for? For their leadership potential. They want to identify those individuals that come out of this plight because these individuals are very strong individuals and they are the ones that are the most likely to defy their false laws. Even though they participate in criminal activity that is against their own best interests, but see, the system designed that for to happen so that they can identify who's who. This is nothing more than another way to infiltrate the community. It's the exact same way with the snitch program that are there. This is no different. Let me tell you why it's important that they travel all over the world. Tell you why they're taking them to Mexico. Let me tell you why they're taking them to different countries. They're taking them to different countries where the organized crime has been rampant between the government and the organized crimers, which is that's what they are. Why? Because there is going to come down a different deal. And the deal is going to go from $1,000 to $20,000, to $100,000. But this is what we're going to need you to do. Every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. There's nothing that the devil gives that the devil doesn't take in return. Doesn't want you to succeed at all. Doesn't want you to live the way you should. Doesn't want you to be who you're supposed to be. Wants you to be a slave. Wants you to worship them. And when I'm talking about the devil, I'm talking about this economic system. This is the way the bankers are going to start to infiltrate the cities and to bring about the economic
in civil war that they want to fund. All wars are bankers' wars. This is how they're going to do this one. And if you don't think this is the case, you don't know history, nor do you know what's going to be happening next. Because this is nothing new. They've done this many a times before in the past. It's one of the reasons why they legalized marijuana. It's one of the reasons why they had the drug wars, and they saturated our communities with these drugs, because they knew 20 years from now, 40 years from now, what the new game plan was going to be. And they had to sow those seeds early while no one was looking. We got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Hello, caller?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, David. Great show. This is your man, Dr. Hawkins.
Dr. Hawkins, what's going on? I saw you were calling, Doc, but I was already on show. I couldn't, break. But what's going on, Doc Hawkins?
Hey, man, you know what? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that, we need to talk about, and people definitely need to understand the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right, man. You're absolutely right. You know,
Doc, and I'm glad you called, Doc, because the bigger picture is so important, you know, and I know that there is, you know, some things that we have to talk about that you're engaging in. And because if we continue to go to the system, they will always build a faulty infrastructure that will trap us later. And until we really understand that, and go ahead, Doc, what you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you know, and until we understand, if we allow the system to build our foundation, it will always be cracked. It will always be a foundation that will not support us, but will support the overall agenda at hand. And this is why we have a lot of the institutional problems throughout this country, and particularly within our community, for a reason. We are working off of the foundation that they have laid. And it's so important, you know, in my opinion, that we come up with our own solutions to the very attack that our people are under. And this has to be sincerely in something that has to generate itself from us in order for us to establish our own foundation. And I'm really, really concerned about this, because, you know, when I look at what we just read about this program, I'm going to tell people, do the research on how certain groups over in the Middle East, like is, I'm going to say is, for an example, how they came about. You know how they came about? Off of programs that paid them. Small sums that grew. Let me tell you something. Every time it's always going to be a slow, methodical step towards things. If you are starting to talk about resources, where you start to gain resources and control the resources, what happens then is that the overall control over you by other men or women that you don't know diminishes. We're not talking about resources here, people. We're talking about them using human resources.
Well, and here's the thing too, though. I mean, let's think about this. Let's really look at this picture here. Take, for example, what they call Proposition 47, which is a law that was passed in 2014 in the state of California. And this is, you know, on the surface, a really great step that the nation itself needs to take forward to heal the black community. And what this Proposition 47 allows, or what it entails, is that, let's say, for example, if you were charged of a simple drug possession or property crime or other crime under $1,000, that you can actually change your felonies to misdemeanors. And then, of course, you can vote, you have access to jobs and things of this nature. So when you add this to what Brother David was just telling you, or what he's been telling you this whole show, it forms a very asymmetrical picture when it comes to warfare. In other words, they are starting to use the so-called criminal class against the regular citizens. They're going to pit us at war with each other.
Right.
Then people are going to say, those people who've been touting anti-gun and all this stuff all this time, they're going to beg for the federal government and others to step in and intervene and get these criminals off their back. And then when they come in, you're talking police state on steroids.
Yeah.
Right? So we better be real careful.
Exactly, Doc. And see, this is the asymmetrical warfare and tactics that are going to be used against us. And so, Doc, but I'm glad that you call because there's a lot of things that are going on. And, there are some real problems that we need to address, that we need to take over and actually fix ourselves. And because if we don't fix a lot of the infrastructural and the critical problems, the critical infrastructural problems that we have, they are going to put us at a totally disadvantage where we won't know what's up, what is down, which way is left, which way is right. And that will put us at a position where we will beg for certain individuals that actually are certain organizations or certain agendas that have actually put these crises into place. We will be begging them for the solutions. And this is a very keen and cunning and asymmetrical way to totally neuter and totally annihilate people, because you won't know what is really going on. And because of that, I mean, you look at our food sources are compromised, our water sources are compromised, our schools are compromising. There are so many things that are compromising our overall individual sovereignty and collective decision-making, self-determining direction that we have to address from within. We have to solve these problems from within. And there are some major, major problems that are threatening us as we speak. I mean, fundamental problems, Doc, as you know. And it has to be mitigated by the people. And has to be done from people within our community that are capable of doing this and working with the community themselves, not just one individual from the community. No. The whole community at large, and they decide the direction, who they want to work with, and how they're going to work with those individuals. Because I'm going to tell you, nothing has changed in our society in many years. Many, many years, and it won't change in the future. And so, Doc, that's exactly, in my opinion, what we have going on here. And it's something that you know from some of the things that you've been seeing, which we need to definitely talk about, some of the major problems that we have, the infrastructural problems that we have, that has to be addressed by us. Because if we don't address them, the usual suspects will continue to agendize them. And that is going to keep us in the same position that we are in, that we've been in for the past 200, 300, and 400, 500 years. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed at all. And at some point, at some time, we need to wake up to that and decide that we're going to do something different this time. And I think that's so, so important. Doc, and because if we don't, we are just going to continue to be in a position of disadvantage begging someone else to fix something for us, and then guess what? Oh, they're going to fix it all right. They're going to fix it to where their agenda is seen all the way through, one that compromises your life. And it's, you know, it's a sad state, but it's reassuring that we can look at these things and know them and then do something about it, because then we start to educate ourselves and to find out who are the individuals, who are the people that can actually solve some of these problems. And I'm going to tell you, so it's so funny, Doc, the people that can actually solve these problems aren't the ones that are being funded at all. At all. But all of that needs to change, in my opinion, you know, and it's something that we need to come to grips with. We're really at war here. We are really at war here, and we've been at war for a very long time. And all of these politically correct programs are morally wrong, just morally wrong, because you have to look at what the end game is. So you got to know history. Seeing where this has worked before, why they tried this over in this country, over in Bosnia, over in Serbia. They tried this in Georgia, the country of Georgia. They tried this in Prague. They tried this in Palestine. They tried this in Sumeria. They've tried this all over. In South America, they tried this in Chile. They did this in Brazil. They did it in Honduras. They did it in Panama. It's just, I can go on and on in the places where they started with just this. They did this massively in Cuba. What makes us think that they're going to treat, because it worked, what makes us think that this is going to be any different? So, Doc, I'm just, I'm glad you chimed in. But Doc, what's going on with you? What's happening? What's on your agenda? What are you participating in? I know you're busy. What's happening with you, Doc?
Well, you know, one of the things is that, you know, there are a lot of individuals who are paying attention to, you know, everything that, that you know, we've discussed over the last month and a half or whatnot, and some of the things that we're discussing now. You know, I've had these discussions with others. People are waking up. We're definitely networking. And we're pulling our resources together to really do what we need to do to ensure our own survival. But not only that, to, of course, thrive. Because, you know, right. We don't believe that this is the end. We believe that we have the power to change our circumstances and situations. You know, we're not going to sit back and boohoo about anything. As David, you know, and I know as well as others, we do have power. And, you know, we need to finally use and exercise those powers. So basically what I have going on right now is networking with other individuals who are serious about changing things. We're still working on that situation in Flint. As a matter of fact, David, heck, well, hell, I'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
As you know, you know, we have state representatives and congressmen that are actually working on this issue with us. In fact, David, you were on a conference call with myself and one of the statesmen who was very surprised to hear my briefing about what we know about that situation there in Flint. And a bit of an update.
Doc. Hold on a second, Doc. He was surprised. I was floored.
Yeah, that's true.
I was floored. We talked to Brother Davis. Brother Davis was floored. And it all started to make sense.
Oh, his wife, too. You know, wife, too.
Yeah, Sister Davis. Yeah, Sister Davis was in the background, was floored also. And at the appropriate time, when Doc's, you know, is ready, he'll tell you some of those things. But I was completely floored when I, you know, was told how bad this really is and what it's involving. I'm not surprised, but I was still floored.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And you know what? You know, the situation is crazy as heck. It's crazy as all outdoors. when genuine folk, when genuinely nice guys and ladies are not surprised by government action.
Right.
You know, that situation is bad when a genuinely nice person, a caring person, a humanitarian, a empathetic person, or whatnot is, you know, when we are not surprised at that level of corruption. But I can tell you this right now, and I'm at liberty to say this publicly, but there are people, very, very, very powerful people, that are working behind closed doors, and they mean business. They're sick of it. They don't want their kids to grow up in this mess. You know, they all know what it is. We know what it is. So, you know, we're working to empower as many people as we can. You know, David, you know about the filters that we have, the NASA filters, and you know, we're spreading the word, you know, as much as we can, and you know, we're seeking to educate people. But I mean, we got to take care of the water. We got to take care of the resources. It's as simple as that. We better really seriously look after our families, and we better use some foresight when we do so.
You know, and I don't, you know, I'm going to wait for at the appropriate time, but I just want to say this, and something that I'm going to definitely be doing. I would highly suggest everyone contact Dr. Hawkins and get their own filtration system, or talk to Dr. Hawkins about what's needed in a filtration system. Because what is going on in Flint is only because it's been detected there, but it's everywhere. And the only way, and it has, this is something where you have to take care of yourself first, your family first, as much as you possibly can. Because as Doc said, there are some very powerful people behind the scenes that are upset. You know why they are? One, because they do generally care about people. But now they realize something, that they are just like everybody else also. So they might as well fight with the people. Because they're in this whole mix too. They're caught in this whole mix. And this, some of the stuff that, you know, you'll come to find out about the Flint incident is really a syndrome. It's not an incident. It's a syndrome. And it's something that definitely needs to be addressed. So I don't want to give away, I don't want to talk too much about it, Doc, because there are things that are still being worked out with, you know, with that situation by people, and I don't want to compromise their overall leverage and their position. But I would definitely say this is something that you have to take care of individually first, because there's a reason why you need to take care of individually first, because basically you're only going to be able to protect yourself individually, then grow outwardly from there. And that's all I would say, Doc, on that. And from if you wanted to expand on that or elaborate on that, of course, by all means. But this is something, and I think you would agree, every person. let me just say this. Doc was even floored. Doc, we forgot to tell how you were floored with this overall situation.
Oh, man. And look. You know, when I did the radio show about a month ago, when Dr. Umar was on as well, you know, I dropped a lot of information, and of course I was pretty ticked off. And, you know, even then I had no idea to the extent of what was going on. It wasn't until, you know, I spoke with some of the master plumbers there and they told me what was really going on with the infrastructure, y'all. Oh man, it's apparent. It's obviously it's painfully obvious that this whole infrastructure was designed to fail. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
mean, it was designed to fail. So what I would suggest, and keep in mind now, if you mention David Wren or Fando Radio Show, you know, I'll hook you up with a 20% discount on the filters. But you got to mention either David Wren or Fando Radio Show, or even Brother Davis.
Brother Davis, you
know? Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I mean, for real, get at me. We'll work out something. But you might want to invest in a filtration system.
And, no, you do. You definitely do. And Doc, I just want to say, let me give people a clue as to how bad it is. The people that can fix this is dead. Yep. All of that intrinsical knowledge on how to navigate through this problem that Flint is having is dead. Yep. They've been dead for a very, very long time. And all of that information on how to mitigate or how to slow this process, they're gone. And this is what happens when you have a plan that extends for 200, 300, and 400, and 500 years. You don't have a two-week plan. You have a plan that's built in centuries. And it's so, without a doubt, Doc, it's something. Doc, when can we have you on to give an update or to talk about, let's talk about the system that you have and why it's so important, because I know it's going to be something that's going to be in high demand in the future. One of the things I always talk about, Doc, is the key to preparing is you have to prepare when no one else is doing it, because we as a general people don't have the resources to compete with everybody else. There are going to be some major, major institutions that are going to want to protect themselves and their water source. That water security is going to be the number one goal in the future. It's going to be the number one goal, an independent goal of people. You've seen how, and I'm not talking about from a Mad Max standpoint or some of the movies, but guess what? They still gave you the clues as to what is going to be key. Water is going to be so important that you all will become water experts. But still, that doesn't mean that you'll have potable water at all. You're going to have to work to get potable water. This is something, and you'll see as we move along. Doc, so when can we get you on, Doc, to talk about just particularly the importance of the water, what the opportunities are, and how to protect people can protect themselves and their families, because this is something that I believe in, you know, and without a doubt, you know, elaborate on it if you would like. This is a high priority with anything. With if you have resources, you're going to need those resources to be allocated in water. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be more than what you've allocated for your car. I'm going to tell you that, because water is going to be a very critical, critical part of your overall stability.
Yep, that's right. Now here's the thing, though. We're also living in a time of convenience. So if you play your cards right and start as early as possible, you know, your investment in making sure that you have water doesn't have to be so high. I mean, there are things that you can do right now. I would advocate the purchase of, for example, pardon me, I'm almost dying of thirst over here, but one of the things that I advocate is you purchase a few 50-gallon barrels, those plastic barrels, the BPA-free, like they used to do in the old days. If you can't purchase larger storage tanks of water, right? I've talked to individuals lately who purchased 3,000 to 5,000 gallon tanks and simply, you know, dug a big hole in their backyard, placed the tanks underground with the pumps and coils and all that type of thing as a backup system. And they did so, so the water, you know, won't evaporate so easily or whatnot. So, you know, yeah, there's a number of things that you can do, but the filters are really a no-brainer. And I'll let y'all in on, I'll give you a little taste of what's going on. And to answer your question first, though, David, I would say Thursday is a good time. You know, so
Thursday is perfect. Thursday is perfect.
As a matter of fact, Sister Davis was asking me about that earlier. And Sister Davis, if you're listening, let's make
sure. Yeah, they're on. Hold on 1 second, Doc. Let's bring them up. Brother Davis, are you there? Sister Davis, are you there?
Yeah, this is Brother Davis, man. I'm going to tell you, I was listening to the show, and yes, my wife has definitely been thinking along those lines.
Absolutely.
So there we go. So Thursday is the day, and then we'll talk more extensively about this because it definitely, you know, 9 minutes in the show is not going to do the justice. We need to really set up the importance of water because water is going to play a different role in your daily lives. And for health reasons, for sustainability reasons, and for security reasons, water is going to be critical. And like Doc said, there are things that you can do now that will make it much, much more cost efficient or mitigate some of the surge in the gouging that's going to be going on in the future. Like I said, key to preparing.
You definitely better do it now because, you know, when things start to come to a head, what are you going to do when, you know, things are already there in your face? You know, it'll be a little bit too late then. So with that said, we're putting together a sales force of conscious men and women across the country, you know, who advocate for these systems, who try them out for themselves and see how well they work and, you know, spread the good word to other people. And, you know, you guys who've been tuning into this show for a while and have listened to me speak, you probably heard me say a million times that I am not a greedy person. I never have been. And to say, for example, with these systems here, at the minimum, you'll receive, you know, 15-20% commission. All right. So these are systems that you could sell to restaurants and other individuals, motels. You know, you'd be surprised who would purchase these types of systems with the government backing. Of course, they can't refute any of this because I have the government's own documents. You know, military personnel testimony, you name it. They can't refute these technologies. What we have here is the very best of the best. And it's about time that the common man and woman have access to these elite systems as well. Because, again, after this Flint crisis, and as a friend of mine pointed out, I think it was USA Today, they printed an article that stated 2,000 municipalities around the country have also recently tested very, very high for lead in their water. So it's not just Flint, Michigan. It's right here in Texas. In fact, Texas, or Houston, Texas, to be exact, is sixth on the list in terms of worst places in America for drinking water. Right. So Houston is number six. So think about that.
Doctor, this is Brother Davis. I would like to also reiterate, people, when you hear these circumstances, don't think of it singularly. Think of it collaboratively. Because in reality, just because your circumstance appears to be a little more surmountable than someone else's, you are not living alone in your community. And that may be a resource for all of you to achieve the same goal by putting your focus in the same purpose. And I'd like you to keep that in mind in reference to moving forward and what is available and what the need is.
Yes, definitely. And Brother Davis said that I'm sorry, go ahead, Doc.
No. I was basically co-signing what the good brother was saying, that it's absolutely essential, you know. Look, we better stop playing. Seriously, we better stop playing. Because from what I've heard and seen through some of the brothers that I've talked to actual medical doctors that live in Flint who are lead poisoned. And I'll tell you something. You know, as a matter of fact, Brother Davis, Brother Wren, I'm going to tell them this right now. Just to give you a bit of a precursor of what to expect Thursday, consider this. I was told by a very, very reliable source that the mayor herself doesn't even have a filter in her home. And neither does her husband in his office. Her husband is a dentist, right? He doesn't have a filter in his office, and he's still seeing clients, all right? So what kind of predicament are the people in when the mayor herself doesn't have a plumbing system? When the master plumbers that live in that city don't have sufficient filtration system. That's what I meant. Pardon me, I said the plumbing earlier, but the mayor doesn't have a filtration system. She doesn't have a filtration system, y'all. And neither does her husband and his dentist office. Right. The master plumbers that I've talked to, all of them say the same thing. Those filters that they've been using, the ones that the government passed out, are insufficient to filter out the toxic waste in that water. We're talking toxic waste times 10 to 20 in certain parts of Flint. They've tested the lead on the north side of town in certain houses that reached and exceeded 40,000 parts per billion. 40,000 parts per billion. All right. Now, the EPA admits that eight parts per billion is a level for federal concern.
Yep. Okay. Hey, Doc, hold on, Doc. You know, because we got to get ready to get out of here. Listen, I'm going to say this in ending this show. Thursday is going to be so important. And I'm going to say Doc kind of laid it out. But what we're talking about is infrastructure failure, plain and simple. And it's something that you have to look at for yourself. And it's something that you need to do in order to ensure. There is a reason why you have seen the decline of health throughout this country. There's definitely a reason why. And I would say that it's tied a lot to the water. And with the fracking that's going on and everything else that's happening in different parts of the country is only making it worse. Okay, everyone, that's the show. Doc Hawkins, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, thank you all. We will definitely be back tomorrow, God willing. And on Thursday, Doc Hawkins is that. You don't want to miss that show. Very, very important about what is going on. And until then, everyone, remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Much love and much respect. Until tomorrow, we will talk to you then. Good night and peace, love, and more importantly, be ready for everything because you have the power to change everything. Much love, much respect to you all. Thanks, Doc Hawkins. Give me a call tomorrow, and we'll talk again. And Brother Davis, talk to you, and Sister Davis, talk to you soon. Talk to you all later. Good night.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.